The question I would ask all of you is, who are you making the content for? My belief is that most people are making the content for themselves and what they want out of it. The reason I don't have content fatigue is because I get great joy out of making the content for all of you. So for me, I'm capable, and my friends ask me this all the time, aren't you tired of saying the same? And I'm like, never. If you think about the three best pieces of content that I've ever made for you, I bet you you'll realize once I say this that you had heard me say it 19 other times prior to that. It was just that you were ready to hear it that time. So for me, when you've got as powerful of a story that can help so many young women, like actually being vulnerable and authentic about having an eating disorder, you could talk about that every day for the rest of your life because you know on the other side, there's some girl in Stockholm right now that needs it.
This is the Gary V audio experience.
So for a lot of you, content fatigue comes from the fact that it's selfish, not selfless. That's not bad. I have plenty of selfish wants and needs too. But I think the reason you can easily get to a place of not having content fatigue is similar to what resonated for you about loving the process. Once you make all of your content for the sake of the person on the other side of it, you'll never stop. The second one's ironically the complete reverse answer. The thing that you need to do with overwhelming is to be kinder to yourself. With all the hats that you're wearing, especially mothering three children, all of us beat ourselves up too much. That's where you need to be very selfish. The place where everyone needs to be the most selfish is in the way they love themselves. The way things are quiet for me and not overwhelming is I'm my biggest fan. But not in a narcissistic, egotistical way, in a I'm compassionate to me. You have to be nicer to yourself. We're human beings. Every person in here is gonna do something stupid today. I think I'm really good at stuff, business, I'll make it narrow. I think I'm really good at business, I'm gonna make 150 big mistakes this year. Having the capacity to be kind to yourself and predicated on your effort is everything. You know, and that doesn't mean don't hold yourself to a standard. That means just have more compassion to yourself. You're juggling a lot of shit. Family, business, brand, three children, and content creator, you've got a lot going on. You're allowed to have a bad hour. You're allowed to have a bad day. You're allowed to have a bad week, month, and you're allowed to have a bad year. We just need to be nicer to ourselves. I think all of us have to really recognize who we are. You know, for me, I genuinely am more passionate about being a nice person than I am about being a successful businessman. But I just happen to be also good at business. It's been something I've been thinking a lot about, which is like, why am I so capable of being happy so often? Why don't I have the normal amount of anxiety when I have the rationale to have way more anxiety? When you're being judged at the level that I'm being judged, when you are 47 and have lots of dynamics in your life at that point, like when, like there's a lot going on in my life, and yet it's just all so quiet. And so you start asking yourself why, and it's how I got to that conclusion. I'm like, oh right, I just don't care. I don't care that I'm good at business. I don't think I'm special. This is all very nice, and it feels incredible to have people say nice things, follow me, like, but I don't think it makes me special. I just don't. I think that's good parenting. I think that's luck of DNA. I think there's a lot of things going on there. But I can tell you that the faster all of you can get there, the happier you will be.
How late did that come for you, or how early?
It came so early. The reason I liked high school so much was I didn't give a fuck what people thought of me. Yeah. That's really hard. Like it seemed normal to me. The reason I was such a good businessman was I did business instead of trying to be popular. I did business instead of trying to get good grades. The only thing I think I'm actually great at, like truly, is being myself. If I could wish anything for all of you besides health, it would be deep self-awareness. Because once you know who you are, you can actually start to navigate the world outside the framework of the world. This is why I talk a lot about buying watches and like, most people buy shit to project, not because they actually like it. They think they like it, they don't understand the bigger meaning. They like the affirmation. They like the attention. They like the validation. They don't actually like it. They force themselves to like it as a proxy to get what they wanted.
Thank you so much for listening to that entire episode. We want to remind you to give Gary feedback, so make sure you tweet him at Gary V. But if you're listening on Spotify, you can drop your comments, questions, and anything in between in the Spotify Q&A section down below. We'll see you in the next episode.